Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. This is Mike and Lori Reeves singing When I Lay My Isaac Down.
Prayed for the day that God would give him a son. Blessed Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. Then came the day. Could believe that God would say, give him back to me. For on this mountain you must prove that it's you and Isaac, or it's me.
That good song. This is the message that we began last week on the wise men and their treasures. This will be the final part. This is part number three. We hope that it's a blessing as you listen today.
Well, let me end with this last one. Myrrh. That's the last one. Gold, frankincense, and what? And myrrh. Now that myrrh, I told you already, it was an embalming. It speaks about when people die. But this office of the prophet, think about this. That myrrh is referring to Christ as being our, not our priest, not our king, but our prophet. Prophets who's one who speaks on the behalf of God. One who speaks on the behalf of God. I hear people say that they're prophesying. I hear people say that they're saying, well, what is it saying? Well, a prophecy is simply this, saying what God has already said. Saying what God has already said. However, Jesus was much different. He could say what God has already said and make the connection with what God's getting ready to do. Jesus was born for one reason. Can somebody tell me the reason why that Jesus was born? He was born to die. Christ was born to die. He was born to die for the sins of the whole world. Our God said this in John 3:16, for God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, I'm telling you, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to have good standing. You can be of the lowest of the low. But he said this, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his only, what? Begotten Son. Specific sacrifice. Myrrh was, does anybody know how myrrh was collected? It was harvested and repeated through the wounding of trees. They would wound the tree in order to, they'd wound the tree in order to bleed the gum. When they did this, it became waxy and it hardens quickly. But after the harvest, the gum becomes hard and glossy. And the gum is yellowish and maybe either clear or oblique. It darkens deeply as it ages, and white streaks begin to emerge. The longer that myrrh sits on its own, the more white it becomes. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that seems to speak about our spirituality between us and God. Listen, I was dead and you was dead until Christ did something to us. He quickened us, amen, spiritually. We come out of the darkness, amen, into the light. He brought us from the dark, wicked world to the whiteness of his glory and his righteousness. That's what Christ did for us. It's amazing to me, however, that the gold is yellow, amen, and we've got the myrrh that's yellow, and now the frankincense is yellow, and now the myrrh is yellow. All of them speaking of this. He's God, and there's none like it. It speaks of our eternity. Now remember, myrrh speaks of Christ, the prophet who foretold this. He was foretelling what was about to take place. Christ foretold many times of his own death. In the book of Mark, chapter number 9, verse number 31, y'all still with me? For he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. Jesus is our great prophet. For he foretold his own death, but not only his own death, he foretold his own getting up, his own resurrection. That while they was collecting that myrrh for the death, for the embalming, for all of those things, they were beating that tree. They were beating it to a pulp. That the Bible said that Jesus Christ was whipped of the cat of nine tails. He was, man, stripped of his garment, his raiment. He was beaten, amen. The Bible speaks about in the book of Isaiah that he was unrecognizable, that no man could look at him and behold him. He was basically unrecognizable, that they had beat the Lord Jesus Christ so severely that now they couldn't even recognize who he once was. However, I want to remind you this morning, thank God, while these wise men were traveling from a far distance, they were coming now. They came to the place of Bethlehem, and they got down on their knees, and they began to open their treasures. And that one opened that gold, and the Lord Jesus Christ laying there. I don't know if he was a young child or if he was just a baby. I don't know, amen. But they opened that gift of gold, and Jesus referred to the fact that he is King of glory, amen. And they opened that of the frankincense, amen. Our go-between, our interceder. That's who he is, thank God. Then that one came and he opened that of myrrh. He's going to be this. Yes, he's going to be stripped of his garment. Yes, he's going to be beaten. Yes, all of those things. Yes, he's going to die. Thank God, he's also going to get up. As our prophet, he said, hey. He said, on the third and glorious day, I'll rise again. Hallelujah. And Jesus arose victorious over death, hell in the grave. Thank God. You say, where's he at? Oh, he ain't dead no more. Thank God. No, on that 40 days later, Jesus was ascended to heaven. He took a cloud out of here. He's going to take a cloud back, thank God. He's coming again, friend. You say, who's he coming for? Well, the first phase of his second coming, he's going to come get all of us that's born again with the grace of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to catch a cloud with him, hand in hand, amen. And the king and the priest and praise God the prophet, we're going to get out of here. Right. Amen. I'm going to catch a glory cloud, hallelujah. Boy, he's going to usher us. Oh, we're going to fly through the cosmos right into the presence of God Almighty. And you say, preacher, what are they going to say? Here comes the bride. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't wait. Oh, I'm telling you right now. In my mind, I just can't help it. I've thought about how that Christ, as he ascended to heaven after that 40, after those 40 days, Jesus walked into glory. As he left glory, he left one way. But as he returned to glory, he looked a little different. I imagine this in my mind. After all the things that Christ had to do for us, I got a hold of this. Boy, I hope y'all are with me. Amen. As the Lord Jesus Christ came back home, and all of heaven, y'all with me this morning, all of heaven was there. I mean, you know they were at attention. The Lord's coming back. As the Lord returns and look, you just go read Psalm chapter number 24. You'll see what I'm talking about. The Lord comes back and asks who's coming. He tells them. The gate's open. Here comes the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming in, and as he comes in this time, he's not leaving. He's coming back in with some scars as he approaches the throne of God's grace. I just got it in my mind. He's presenting his own blood as our high priest. He takes that basin of blood, just like the high priest would. And he looks up at the Father and he said, "Hey, God, put this on their account. The payment has been paid in full." Oh, I'm going to tell you, I don't think that the angels understood what was going on. I don't think they had a foggiest clue. Why in the world would you do that for such a wicked man? But then he comes back to get us. And all of us who are blood bought by the blood of the Lamb, he's going to swoop down. And with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, the Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now under the wings of his glory, here we come once again into, listen, he's now returning, not like he left. He's returning with his people. Amen, the bride of Christ. Here comes the Lord in his stately attire, I believe this. He's now walking with his bride in the heavenlies. Are y'all with me this morning? Listen, I'm talking about our future state, not our current state. I'm talking about our future state. And when we walk with him in the glory world, the angels, I believe, are going to have to stand back. Brother Josh, I believe they're going to have to stand back and give attention. Say, oh, here comes the Lord of glory. Here comes the Lord of hosts. Amen. Hey, everybody stand back. Here comes the bride. We have a bright and a glorious future, friend. Yes. Oh, our hope and our joy and our peace came from Jesus, friend. The greatest gift that a holy God could ever give mortal man. Thank you. If you don't know him in the free pardon of sin, you can. You can know him this morning. We've seen how that God is a picture of Jesus as our King. We've seen how that the frankincense is a picture of Jesus as our High Priest. We've seen how that the myrrh is a picture of Jesus as our Prophet. And I want you to know this morning, with all of those pictures in play, the greatest gift that you could ever give God is you. If God give us His Son, the least we could do for this Christmas is give God ourselves. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.